Well, I'm an academic who works in the field of 18th and 19th century literature, but I'm not particularly interested in the kinds of people that everyone knows about, your William Blakes and your William Wordsworths and so on. So what I'm interested in are the lesser-known writers of that period, and there are a whole bunch who are really popular in 18th and 19th century but have since been forgotten. And most of these people, you will be completely unsurprised to learn, are women. So my research up to now has focused on women writers of that era, and trying to rewrite them into literary history. And I'm now sort of branching off to look at other neglected writers. And particularly, I'm looking at sort of what I see as emergent popular cultural forms in that period. So I'm looking at, for example, poetry that was published in newspapers, and there's a whole lot out there that can be seen in that in the newspapers that no one's had a chance to look at yet. Yeah. In terms of physical outcomes, it would obviously be a monograph, a book. But in terms of the research's impact on the scholarly community, and I guess particularly on my students and other people's students, postgrad students, I want to explore the ways in which popular cultural forms that we're comfortable with and very familiar with today emerged in earlier periods and sort of create a prehistory for the popular culture that we know today. So if I can have some impact on the way in which we think about the history of popular culture, I'll be very happy. Yeah.